Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. This is TechNori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting next to me, again, Showbiz Shelley.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
How are you? You look very tan, actually.
I've been around the golf course a time or two.
Oh,
or
is that three. What it is?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want to say like, I've been playing random holes. So like I had like 20 or 30 minutes on Monday, and I just like literally like no one from the golf course listens to this. So I don't have to worry about it. I just like I have a key on my actual like car key length. So I just like walk into the golf course and literally just plug into a random cart and just drive out into the middle of the course. And I find random holes and I play it. And then when I get a couple phone calls and now it looks like I have to go back to work again, I just drive back to my car and leave the cart and just take off.
So you have a whole system.
Oh, I've been doing this system for like 10 years now.
Do you want to say where?
Village Links of Glen Ellen. Sorry, Mike. Mike Campbell, who's one of the pros. They know. They know what happened every single time they find a cart that's parked by the cart drop-off. But there's no key.
Oh.
Because I have the key.
Oh.
Because the key is on my keychain.
So they just leave it and they don't care.
Well, they have to go get a key and park it and clean it up or whatever. But they know who did it. Who the hell else has a key?
Well, you're Scott Catoon. You can do whatever you want.
Well,
really.
I mean, it's not. I didn't even ask. I've been doing this since forever. I'm a thief. What do you want to do? Anyway, so thank you for noticing my tan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's all original, all natural.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your weekend. And I feel like I feel like it's been longer than 7 days since I've seen you.
Yeah, I know. I did some derbying celebrations. So I
did that. Was quite a party.
It was quite a party. Yes. We have mutual friends, actually, that I hung out with.
I saw that.
Yes.
Some TechNori presenters as well.
Yeah. So shout out to Shirley. She was there. And then what else did I do? Then just... I don't even remember, but Mother's Day is coming up, so that's the other thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out. The girlfriend and I were just talking about this, trying to figure out, like, both moms want to do breakfast, so you got to figure that out. It's like, I don't know.
Ooh, this could be a whole nother show. Is this going to be, like, the first
I feel
breakfast
like,
together?
You know what? She's done with school on, like, the 30th. I think we just bring her in here and make a show out of that. I mean, she would want nothing to do with this, but it would be funny.
I would love to meet her.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Her. Okay, cool.
But anyway, let's talk about things that are pertinent to our show, I guess.
Yeah. So there are a couple cool things happening, actually, with celebrities and technology. So did you hear about Richie Sambora, the former Bon Jovi guitarist? Well, he's launched a new mobile app that, and I love this, it allows users to share photos and news, but it helps them raise money for charity. So it's csnaps.org, and it's a platform where fans and celebrities can share photos, videos, news, and personal stories. And so when he heard, do you remember it was in 2014 when Ellen DeGeneres took that selfie at the Oscars with all the celebrities in it?
I do.
It was said that $1 billion was made off that selfie with Samsung and all the free advertisement, basically.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And so Richie said that after that, he got the idea that why not really raise money for something like that? So through the app, users can pick three ways to donate to charities. And then fans are able to take pictures with the celebrity using the app for a small fee. And then the money goes to a charity that they want.
Let me get this straight. First off, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight.
Yes.
So there's like an interest level among people for, I don't know, celebrity entertainment and gossip, but mixed with like giving back and philanthropy?
Exactly.
You know what we should do? We should start a show with you where you head that up.
I like how you're thinking, Scott.
I sparked an idea and it was like, boom.
You're so clever.
I know, so clever. Well, we'll get more into that down the road.
All right,
hopefully.
So yeah, we'll have to talk about that. But also going on, you probably heard about the Rolling Stones exhibit that's happening at Navy Pier, Exhibitionism. Well, they're actually teaming up with Vamond, which is a mobile storytelling platform, and they're going to create an interactive experience that's going to allow you to use the app and then also explore the whole exhibit and explore all the historic Chicago locations that are featured there. So that's what I've been meaning to check it out. I want to head on over there, but you have until July 30th to do so. And then if you want more info on that, you can go to stonesexhibitionism.com. So you can check that out there. So pretty cool stuff. Very interactive, obviously.
Yeah,
they're trying
like
to
it.
Make it. Yeah.
Those guys are only 80.
I think older, maybe.
Yeah, they might be.
And then the last thing is, are you going to go to 1871's big fifth birthday this weekend?
Probably not.
Oh,
I think it's going to be great, though. Like,
yeah.
I actually was, like, I mean, they've been tweeting about it, like, nonstop.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I just think, I can't. I've got a show.
I'm at
WGN on Saturday. We've got our show.
Oh, but you can't party it up a little bit the night before?
What, is the party Friday?
Yeah, it's on Friday.
Oh, yeah, then I can show up drunk.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's
Let's
happening,
it.
Yeah, May 12th. this Friday, 1871's fifth birthday. So it's going to be, you know, right over there in the Merchandise Mart.
Merchandise Mart.
I was planning to go. I thought that you were going to go.
So maybe I'll go now.
Oh, okay.
Now I've got a reason to go.
Great.
Well, this is cool.
All right. So there you go.
So we're going to kind of pivot over to our guest who's been sitting here patiently listening to us banter
about nothing. Yes.
About the typical nothing. Right off the bat, I just want to preface this by saying I think you're going to get a kick out of this.
Okay.
Creighton Berman, he is the founder of, I don't even know, Creighton, welcome to the show, by the way.
Hi.
I don't even know if, like, do we call it, is there a CEO? Is it just, it's just Manual.
The company's called Manual.
Company's Manual. You create incredibly unique, incredibly cool products. You're out of, are you solely based out of, or out of Lost Arts now?
No, I have a studio on the far north side.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So you just sort of like hang out there and keep Charles happy?
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing place, right?
It is.
So, and if I can hang out with Charles, all the better.
Yeah, I mean, so Charles Adler, who's the keynote of Technori this month on the 30th, is actually the person who started Lost Arts, which is maybe you'll be able to tell us a little bit about your experiences there.
Yeah.
But you will also be on stage alongside of Charles Adler at our Technori event on the 30th. So we wanted to check in with you before we have you on stage. Make sure you're not a weirdo. You know,
I am a weirdo. So the right kind of weirdo. I apologize right now about that.
So far, you look like our kind of weirdo.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Nobody does.
Good.
Listen, nobody even knows what the hell this show's about. Like, we just go on here and we start rambling, and then it's like, tell me about your stuff, and then we start talking about other stuff.
That's great. That's all you need.
It's a perfect show.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is uniquely cool, I think, Shelley, because he comes up with do you just come up with them in your head? Like, you tell the story of what you do, and then we'll find a place for it.
Yeah, sure. So, hi, I'm Creighton Berman.
A formal introduction.
Yeah, hi. The company I'm here to represent right now is called Manual. We are a design studio that creates physical products that celebrate food, basically. So there's more to it than that, but that's what we do. We love food. We love how food slows you down. You know, you experience it with friends and family. And we think in today's age especially, you need to slow down and do that. So we create products that do that, hopefully.
Wait, can you give me examples?
I sure can.
The coffee pot is the shit.
So probably the most visible thing that we've done is a coffee maker. So I'm sure you've seen pour over coffee before. So that's when you're at like a place like Intelligentsia. And they're pouring slowly hot water over top of grounds and giving you a fresh cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So it's it's the most pure form of making coffee, right? It's hot water, pouring it over grinds, you get a cup of coffee. So we created an all-glass coffee maker that, there it is right there on camera.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, that really celebrates the aesthetics and the experience of doing that. Because it's like a very, a very experiential thing. You smell the coffee.
Sure.
You're controlling it. It takes 10, 15 minutes out of your day to slow you down and do this.
It kind of is like a decanter maybe for coffee?
Yeah. It's kind of like if you've heard of a Chemex before. It was something designed in the 50s. Uh-huh. It kind of turns that inside out and creates its own little lo-fi appliance, basically.
Okay, so you do it for coffee. What else?
That's our coffee maker. So that's probably the most iconic things. We launch all our products on Kickstarter. So that's the connection to Charles and his background as co-founder of Kickstarter. Recently, we launched a tea maker. So we partnered with a local tea company called Spirit, and they said, "Hey, would you ever do what you did for coffee for tea?" And I said, "I don't know anything about tea, but if you come educate me and become my partner on this, let's do it." So they came out and taught me all about traditional teas. And it's cool because they're a young upstart company as well. They've just started importing teas from all around the world, and they're selling them all the best cafes and restaurants in town. And so we kind of co-educated each other and launched this tea maker, and that just started shipping in January. We've done a bunch of other stuff too. We've got simple things like mugs and things like that. Bottle opener that we worked with Horween Leather, which is a fourth generation or maybe fifth generation leather tannery here in Chicago. Probably one of the oldest and last U.S. leather tanneries in the U.S. and created this this bottle opener. So it's laser cut steel, so that's done on the north side as well, and then hand stitched hand tanned leather. So it's kind of this cool like modern production technique.
I love how this like all of your stuff is not just a throwback. It's not retro. It's like a throwback, but all like tons of modern spin to it. It's all incredibly cool stuff. Where it's like, and you're totally right with the inspiration behind the coffee maker. We spend every single day on our phones like freaking out. I feel like I'm being chased in a rat race all day long. And if you want your coffee, you got to slow down for a minute and make it.
Yeah.
And it gives you like that moment to just be like, all right, you know what? Bye-bye.
And I like this whole idea because it's not just about the coffee, but like you say, it's about the actual experience and taking that almost kind of meditative maybe.
Right.
Kind of
exactly. Sure. No, there's rituals around all this stuff.
Yeah.
Making your coffee, you make coffee multiple times a day possibly. and you do it every day of your life if you're an adult that drinks coffee, there's very few things you do with that much repetition. So you really get a chance to perfect it and try different things and get into this sort of zen. You know, you don't have to, obviously. If you just want to make a damn cup of coffee, you can. Uh-huh. But if you wanted to, you can really geek out about all the different things you can control and slow down and focus on it, which I think is a big important part behind the name Manual, right, yeah. Is that – you know, I'm very digitally connected. We launch all our stuff on Kickstarter. Like, you know, I used to work as an innovation consultant. I'm into tech for sure. Yeah. But I think we need to balance that, and hopefully we provide products that allow you to balance that out a little bit.
Well, I think you do.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was like. So what is your – how did you even decide to come up with this? How did this happen?
Yeah, it's – well, it's been a slow, long story. Everything we do is slow because we're into slow food. But no, I mean, my background, I'm a product designer by training.
It's patient. It's not slow.
Well, slow is important too.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We say take it slow, you know. It's just like slow is okay. You know, there's enough tools out there to speed things up, you know. But
this is very true.
You know, that's why my inbox has like 50,000. No, just kidding. actually, I'm not kidding. No. So my background is a product designer. I went to school for that. You know, and I've worked for, you know, over a decade in that, 15 years. And most recently, I was at an innovation agency here in town where we consulted with, you know, all kinds of high tech companies and things. And at the same time, you know, I've noticed I was designing less stuff, right? Because we were talking about concepts and brainstorms and strategy and things that were very intangible. And I really wanted to get back to my tangible roots. So this kind of sprouted out of my work while doing very intangible consulting work, you know, at the same time, you know, launching products on the side. So I've been independent for about 5 years now. So I also run a design illustration studio that kind of still works with those kind of people. Like I work with Microsoft and Sonos and folks like that, doing different kind of work. But then on my passion startup, whatever you want to call it, is producing these products. And so we work out of Lost Arts. I also teach a class at UIC that kind of helps students do the same thing. So it's a entrepreneurial design class. And I'd had 12 students this year, each one of them launch a Kickstarter, senior design students, and 11 of them got funded, and they're all shipping their products right now. So,
do you now see why he had to have a slowdown coffee maker?
Yeah. Now I get right.
now all of a sudden it's come to the forefront a little bit.
Right. And so, are you also into meditation, like kind of slowing life down, like this type of thing?
Not formally. Okay. No, not really. No, I mean my meditation.
Scott's a big yogi. I don't know.
I could tell.
Yeah. What does that mean? Both of you.
Well, no.
I don't know what this means either.
I mean, golf is your meditation.
There you go.
No, it really is. Because, I mean, it's a place where it's like quiet. It's slow. It's a total waste of time. You're out in nature. But you get to pound the hell out of things if you want to. You can take a driver and swing until your hands break.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's important to find those things. I think for me, it's food. Like, my wife and I love going out to eat. And she's a trained chef. She's a partner, actually, in this company. You know, food is very important to us. And that is kind of our slow down meditation thing. Yeah. I don't meditate. I'm not, you know, a super spiritual guy in that way. But I find it in food. So.
Yeah, very cool. I guess, you know, one of the things I kind of want to get out of this is if you can share some secrets even, is like how does a person with a great idea, how do they take advantage of this on Kickstarter? I know that there are many companies out there that do things on Kickstarter that's like their main thing. But I think there's a lot of creative people who would love to do that but just have no clue how to even start that. Kickstarter is an amazing platform. And especially the way that Charles and those guys chose to make it more civil and social, but it's still a challenge because you do have to campaign. You do have to like get an audience. You have to find a crowd of people who find what you're doing worthwhile.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm actually going to be doing a little talk at Lost Arts, which is Charles's new project, in a week or two on this. So if anyone's interested, go to Lost Arts site and look that up. Doing a little workshop on this. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is a very small company. It's myself, my wife, and we've got some partners that help us do the sourcing and shipping and things like that. So we keep it really lean and small. And so it really can still be, you know, I develop these ideas, we develop them into products, and we launch them. So it's all very like, you know, it's not coming from crazy crowdsourcing or focus groups or any of that kind of stuff. It's based on, you know, things that we're experiencing.
And you are a walking focus group.
I guess so. Yeah.
Quite literally.
We kind of flip it. I feel like Kickstarter and the web has allowed you to focus on a niche. I mean, all this stuff is a niche, right? This isn't the coffee maker that's going to sell a million units. It's just not. And that's okay, because if you find the right niche through Kickstarter or other tools, you can find an audience that's big enough to support you.
Absolutely.
Or at least support your company. So yeah, so we come up with these ideas and we start to develop them. And, you know, at this point we work a lot with a manufacturing agent that works in China. So he's based in the northern burbs, but he's got a partner in Shanghai. So they're a somewhat lean company, but they've got access to all these factories that I could never dream of, you know, working with. So we can kind of make whatever we want. So it really comes down to what should we make? What do we want to make? What do we want to spend a year of our time doing? And so we you know, once we figure that out, it's just prototyping and iterating until we get some samples that look great. And then we put together a Kickstarter campaign and launch. And that's a stressful 30 days. It always is. And, as far as like tips for people, I mean, everyone's going to offer you a million Kickstarter tips. For me, it's just be really authentic with it. I think you know, I don't think you have to be. You can do whatever you want with Kickstarter, but the Kickstarters I think that resonate the most with me are the ones where there's real people doing something that they're passionate about. You know, that's where Kickstarter started, right? It's like, you know, it's a tool to get you to do what you've always said you wanted to do. You know, is it going to launch your next, you know, Fortune 500 company? I don't know. Probably not, but it can definitely get you off your butt and get you going on some creative project you wanted to do. I mean, the first one I ever launched, there's a salt and pepper set that's actually on manual there. That was actually the first product ever launched on Kickstarter. It wasn't even used that way back then. It was back in 2010. It was just something that I designed for an exhibition, and I just wanted to get it out there. And I got a guy to make 100 for me, and we limited the Kickstarter to 100 pieces. And that, you know, like now that's ridiculous. Like, who limits a Kickstarter? Yeah. But back then, I'd only seen art projects on it. And I was like, well, I'm a designer. You know, how can I make this special? And so that's what I did. And would I go back and change it? I don't know. Maybe it'd be nice to sell a million. But honestly, it made $9,000 or whatever. It made me happy, and I got the thing out there. And now years later, we've done a production run overseas, and they still sell. And
very cool, though.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, and, you know, the coffee maker raised 100 grand in 30 days. That was a way different stakes, right? But it, you know, ultimately I set it up so that it was enough just to get it off the ground and get it going. And then from there, it's on me to get them into, you know, companies or stores or, you know, sell them online or whatever I want to do with them.
This is awesome.
Do you personally have a favorite product? Like, do you just love the coffee maker every day? You just need it, love it. Is there one that you have that's your personal
favorite? My favorite product is the one that hasn't been made yet. So,
oh,
I mean, it's
really?
Always, that's a designer answer, right? It's like always the next thing. I'm excited. We're working on a line of cocktail accessories right now. And I'm super excited about that because I really like to drink. And
we can get along pretty
you're
well.
You're in the right place.
Yeah. You're in the right place.
No, but I love the coffee maker. It's on the second edition now, you know, so that's exciting. CB2 sold at the end of last year. So that's exciting.
Cool.
I mean, there's exciting things, but it's always, I think everybody's like this probably in this culture. Like, you're excited about what's coming. Like, what's next is what's more exciting. Mm-hmm. So, which is good because we got lots of ideas. So.
This is awesome. Well, where do people go to learn more about you and your products, and where do they find your stuff?
Yeah, well, they can just go to my website or our website, manual.is or manual is. Or if you want to just jump right to the coffee maker, you go to manual is coffee, manual.is.
You have got simplicity down to a science.
You know what? But it doesn't work well on the radio. That URL sequence looks great when typed on Twitter. But
yeah, no, you're right. But either way, it's perfect. This is cool. And of course, if you want to learn more, you will be at the Technori Showcase to tell us more about it. And then people can ask you questions.
It'd be very visual, so you can see
it. Yeah,
I know. If I had known this was going to be video, or if I had thought about it, I would have brought some of the stuff and just held it.
Well, we have the showcase will be video. So
awesome.
Bring whatever you want to bring.
Bring physical stuff.
You only have 5 minutes to talk, but if you can get like a third of the coffee made during that time, you know, we'll wait.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll need it by then.
That's enough time to hand grind the beans. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we have, you know, we've got an audience. You know, so these people can work. We should put our audience to work.
There's an idea.
If you guys want coffee,
get to it.
Get to it.
If everyone in the audience grinds one bean,
we'll have coffee.
Right.
No, this is cool. Creighton, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. You can watch this episode. Oh, my goodness. I almost forgot. Shelly, thank you for coming
in.
Oh,
my gosh. Of course. Thanks,
this was
Scott.
Awesome.
I'll see you next week.
I'll reset that. Watch this episode and more on technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes. Stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter @technori. Follow Shelby Shelly @ShelbyShelly or follow me @Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.